Now it is time for the Rizdahl Marketing Group Adapt or Die Marketing Tip of the Week. As one of Minnesota's oldest ad agencies and a leading new media agency, Rizdahl Marketing Group is in perfect position to harness traditional and social media, public relations, strategic thinking, and award-winning creativity to ensure that their clients make meaningful connections with their customers. Now here are Jennifer Rizdahl and Jim Poole.
Jennifer, last week we talked about creating a website and tips to think about when doing that. So now you have a website. How do you get your audiences to visit it?
Great question, and one I hear often. First step is to know your audiences, where they are, what they do, how they find out about you and your services. I think Ted discussed this a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Then you look at the tools available to you. One of my favorites is search marketing. ComScore tells us that search is still growing as people turn to online to find what they're looking for. The number of searches grew 16% in 2009 over 2008. And according to Yahoo's Robo study, 89%
wow.
of consumers research products and services online. Wow. This is where your audiences are looking for your company, your products, and or your services. With search marketing, you have the opportunity to be right in front of them by ranking well in the search engines for those terms that your users are searching for.
Okay, well, how do you drive traffic through search marketing?
Search marketing has two primary types, paid or sponsored search and organic search. Both target keyword terms that users type in the search box. Paid search results are listed at the top or the right of the results page, and to a certain degree, you're able to control what your ads say and where they're placed. Organic search results are the main results on the results page and are determined by the search engine's algorithm. I will say that searchers do tend to prefer the organic listings to the paid. In the book, Marketing in the Age of Google, Vanessa Fox states that 85% of searchers click on organic over paid listings.
So, organic is the way to go?
Both have advantages and disadvantages. Paid search is able to be up and running right away and can target hundreds, if not thousands, of terms without changing your website. However, it is for the now and does not give you any long-term results. It can also be expensive. 8 to 10 years ago, there weren't as many people and businesses bidding on keyword terms. As more and more companies understand the value of paid search, competition for keyword terms has increased, and so has the amount per click. Organic search, on the other hand, has always been seen as the free way to advertise. That is really a misnomer in that you have to put in time to be ranked well within organic search results. This can be your time, an employee's time, or a search agency's time. But the time has to be put in. Google looks at millions of factors to rank web pages in its index. Your expert has to know what the factors are and how to make changes to your website, pages, and links to help your site be found for the keyword terms your audiences are searching for.
At Rizdahl, they have an ongoing seminar series called Adapt or Die to help businesses understand the new media landscape. To find out more about Rizdahl Marketing Group or to sign up for the Adapt or Die seminar, visit them online at Rizdahl.com or call 651-286-6700. Also, please visit the todaysbusinessradio.com website to listen to podcasts of these Adapt or Die marketing tips.